Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As processing speeds continue to increase, computers are able to analyze vast stores of data and make predictions that are well beyond the capabilities of the human mind. Amy Sliva, assistant professor of computer and information sciences at Northeastern University, reveals how the ascent of artificial intelligence will be used to increase security.
In today's global landscape, conflict and uncertainty are everywhere. The problems we face in international security and development policy are difficult and complex, but my work aims to identify ways to better analyze and address them. New methods for dealing with this uncertainty may lie at the intersection of artificial intelligence and political science. My research involves the development of artificial intelligence models of agent behavior to help interpret challenging issues and provide decision support for policymakers. The goal is to model, forecast, and analyze behaviors of groups or organizations involved in global affairs, such as civil conflict, terrorism, and drug trafficking. I do this by examining a range of social, political, cultural, and economic factors that may impact decision-making. These models of behavior use logic and probabilities to represent likely responses to certain situations, such as elections, protests, or attacks. Using a process called abductive reasoning, we work backwards to determine which policies are most likely to produce positive outcomes and prevent violence and terrorism. For example, I have applied these artificial intelligence models to understanding the dynamics of the drug trade in Afghanistan and Pakistan and ethno-political violence in the Middle East, specifically focusing on organizations such as Hezbollah and Hamas. Recently, I started applying these models to issues in cybersecurity, where we want to understand the behaviors and strategies involved in cyber warfare, even though attribution, understanding who is actually perpetrating these activities, is very difficult and hard to understand. The end goal is to provide decision support for policymakers and analysts to help them identify better strategies and policies for conflict management, international development, or national security.
That was Amy Sliva of Northeastern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.